We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Have a Heart Health Radio. We're glad to be here with you. I'm health warrior Dave Stouter. With me, health journalist Bill Sardi. Bill, I want to come right out of the box and ask you a question. It was maybe 5 or 6 years ago that I saw a report, and I think it was I forget the name of the Secretary of Health. I think it was under President Bush, but it had some horrible figure, 49% of Americans on medications, or 47 or something. And I saw that number and I was horrified. But the take on the article was more and more Americans are finally getting treatment, and this was a great push forward for our country to have almost half the country on medications. I think I know how you're going to feel about this, but are we going in the wrong direction?
What difference does it make what I say or what anybody else says? I mean, 9 out of 10 retirees are on prescription medications. And that is attributed to longer life. You know, we had a reduction of infant mortality, and so the number of people surviving into 70, 80 years old went up because of that. Now we're adding years to the end of life, not to the beginning of life. So what's happening is this has caused, living many years in chronic disease and misery and medication and over-medicated. And this doesn't seem to disturb too many folks. I'm 69 and a half years old. I don't touch a prescription drug, don't need one. So how did that happen? How did I just become the 1 out of 10? And, some of this data, I mean, they get you hooked. The folks are listening to the evening news and don't realize the evening news is sponsored by Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical companies. And their whole deal is to sell drugs on the evening news. And so Americans aren't getting them. And because Medicare pays, somebody else pays, you just pay the copay. And the doctor with a diploma said you need them. And so what we have is misuse and billions of dollars, $837 billion of prescription drugs, 30 million Americans on antidepressants. Wow, that's depressing. And let me see, 1 out of every 4 women in their 40s and 50s on those antidepressants. So I'm coughing over the whole thing. 50% of the pharmaceutical drugs in the world are used by Americans. 80% of all the prescription painkillers. And so 9 out of 10 Americans over 60 say they've taken at least one prescription drug in the last month. And, the list goes on and on here. And there's a lot of deaths and so on.
Well, wait a minute, Bill. Since we're getting more and more people, 9 out of 10 of seniors, as you say, are taking drugs. So I guess the disease rates, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, these are all plummeting, aren't they? Because everyone's got treatment.
Well, we see that, but it's not due to these drugs. The drugs keep you chronically ill, so you keep taking them. So what we have is that we're smoking less. And so that was the big thing that's, we had kind of sanctions. You can't smoke in this building, can't smoke in that building. And it's socially unacceptable, so we have far less smoking. And that's what's caused the heart, cardiac mortality rate to drop. And, of course, modern medicine is taking the credit for its medicines and everything. But the medicines haven't changed, and yet the mortality rate has gone down. This goes for cancer and other things, too, though this cancer thing statistical is people are not actually living longer. They're just getting detected earlier. But we've covered this story before, but near death and over medicated, and they're talking in a new study here about the number of Americans. Well, 54% of the folks they found in nursing homes were just over medicated, and they were getting drugs. We call them oh, you know, there's a long list of them. Cholinesterase inhibitors. So that's the Aricept. And we've got cholesterol-lowering drugs and blood thinners. They're all inappropriate for most people in nursing homes. And so there, about half of the people in nursing homes have dementia, that is, you know, delirium, mental issues, can't think, and they're having trouble swallowing and even talking, and it's caused by the drugs themselves. And that's how they keep you there. Do you think they want you to be discharged? Because then they don't make their money on you. So grandma is down at the nursing home costing the family thousands of dollars because they don't cover all the medication costs and all that. And so what happens is that you're in a mess financially because grandma's down there. And so, but half of the people could be out. The ones that there's 5 million folks institutionalized with Alzheimer's disease and 2.5 million of them could be set free if we just change the medications. That they developed a whole team to work on this project at the University of Indiana, but so far there isn't a big impetus to do anything about
this. Bill, it was horrible. I read that article and the doctor was explaining that here you have people with dementia. They have a limited vocabulary, have trouble communicating. So they get these drugs, as you mentioned, the Aricept and the different ones. And in many cases, these cause nausea and the urge to vomit. And the people can't tell the doctor, say, hey, you know, I'm feeling really sick when I take this pill. So they're feeling terrible. They can't communicate. It makes them agitated and upset, and they flail around, and they get more drugs.
I was reading Forbes magazine this morning. Now, Forbes magazine has that list of, you know, top 10, you know, top 500 people who make money in the world and top 10 people who, you know, they have owned the biggest houses, lists like that. And so it's all about technology and money, and then money and technology. And they had a doctor who's a billionaire. He's the richest doctor in the world. And he said he's going to fix modern medicine. And what's he going to do it with? Mm-hmm. With more things that demand more and more care. It's doctor-centered, hospital-centered care. So he's got the hospital room of the future. And he's got this glow bottle, they call it. And so your pills are in this pill bottle that costs $80, and it glows when you're supposed to take the pills. And it automatically communicates with the doctor when you've taken a pill out of there, wherever he remotely may be. So the point is
and that's going to fix modern medicine.
Well, 125 million people, Americans, using that glow bottle will just add $10 billion to our costs. You know, Medicare is broke. It's quite a few trillion dollars underfunded, and this guy's coming up with more high technology care. What we need is less care, less doctoring, no need to go to the hospital, healthier, don't need to go there. Not, you know, so this is what we need. Do you think the only ethic for modern medicine, and we've said this, is to put itself out of business, and it's not going to do that. They're industries, and they're counting on money, and especially when a third party is paying. So that's the mess we're in. We can't get out of it. And, you know, a lot of Americans are pretty proud. We've got the country with the best medicines and doctors, and they want more of it. And they paid into Medicare all their life, so they want it. And they certainly don't have any money for the dietary supplements, because between the taxes, the inflation, and all what we put into Medicare and Social Security over the years, which was higher value dollars after inflation over the years, you know, what we're getting back with pills and medicine is little next to what we put in. But nonetheless, you know, we want that back. And so with them paying, when we say to somebody, take a multivitamin, take a fish oil capsule, whatever, get some magnesium pills, but those cost $12 or $18 or whatever, and they don't have it. So they would rather go for the $6 copay and take some medicine that causes all these troubles and actually induces a lot of nutritional deficiencies. So you never get well. You never get well. If you're taking a statin, cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're going to deplete coenzyme Q10. It's an essential nutrient in your body, keeps your mitochondria and your cell energy going. And do they tell you this? No. You're going to end up with a beta blocker, also depletes coenzyme Q10. You start ending up with breathing problems and asthma and more medications. And this is how it goes. The problem is, does this dawn upon any? When we say we would like a drug-free country, that's not just the illicit drugs, but let's get rid of the rest of these drugs. So I would only hope, and I don't know how convincing it is for us to get up on our pulpit here and preach about this. I don't think it's going to change anybody's behavior, but we're at least making people aware.
Well,
Now, I want to quickly shift, because we like to throw darts at modern medicine the first part of the show, but we like to also get as fast as we can to, you know, good advice on things that will make you healthier that are cheap and inexpensive. And something that you need to know about is that they said this. Here's the headline. Forget the fancy gadgets and the new health apps, you know, the things you can get on your cell phone. For a long life, just get your waistline down, and your waistline should be half of your height. So let's see. I'm 72 inches in height, 6 feet tall, so I should have a 36-inch waistline. My waistline's down to 34 these days. And let's see, if you're 5'10", then your waistline should be 35 inches. If you're 5'4", you should have a 32-inch waistline. So they're saying that you take a lot of years off your life if you don't get your waistline down. Now, I do know that if we're more than 35 pounds over our high school weight, we're probably diabetic.
Hey, Bill.
And interesting.
We need to take a break, but here's the question.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you when we come back. So, okay, so if we need to get our waistline in line, I guess that means we should probably all just go on a low-fat diet, right? Well, we'll see. We'll answer that question when we get back.
Garlic. There is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. With me, health journalist Bill Sardi, who has just given us a really simple and very powerful tool for being healthy. Now, as I understand it, Bill.
Well, for living longer.
Living longer, okay. Okay. Well, but usually you don't live longer if you're not healthy, but I get the distinction. So now my pants are 34, but I think I might be an inch or two above that. So I need to work and get that waistline down a little bit to be half my height. So Bill, do I need to go on a really low-fat diet?
Going to the gym, is that going to help us? You know, they're pretty lean in Japan. They don't have deficiency of gymnasium, and they don't have deficiency of diet books. They don't even have diet books or gyms. What they have is a varied diet, but actually it's fairly high in carbohydrates, but it's the kind of varied diet that controls our weight. And so what we have is they just did a study and they showed a low-carb diet. People lost 11, 12 pounds, and on the low-fat diet, they lost 5.7 pounds. So what happens is that we really need to go to a low-carbohydrate diet. Now, that's going to be difficult. The food business is to get us to eat more, to eat all the potato chips to the bottom of the bag, all the cookies to the bottom of the bag. They put taste enhancers, things that turn on stimulate our brain so we feel good. We call them convenience foods. The pasta, rice, bread, and refined sugars. And once you've got all that going, it turns to sugar, and you've got yeast growing all over the place. It's called Candida albicans. And then once the sugar-craving yeast are going, you're going to crave more sugar and carbs, and you've got brain fog and all this kind of problem. And it's amazing, just something simple that you can do. And they're talking about salt here causing high blood pressure. The latest study said, no, it doesn't seem to cause high blood pressure. But that was over in Europe. Over here, with a French study, over here we just saltify, we sodiumize all the food because, you know, we don't really say where the problem is. It's right here. This little tongue right here that I'm using to talk, that little taste thing, you know, it likes sugar and it likes salt. And so a lot more salt than potassium, the two need to balance each other out. And salt holds water, and you're going to have more water or to pump in your system, and therefore the pressure goes up, your blood pressure. So that's true for people who have kidney problems. For the rest of us, it really doesn't ring true. And so salt really isn't as much of a problem as we think it is. But the issue is you're not going to get the sodium down. And we consume 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams of salt a day, 4 to 6 grams. But we're not going to control that very much because it's laced in our foods. Go get some frozen foods, frozen green beans or something, and you're going to see there's salt in there because the companies are competing for your tongue, your taste. Canned foods, a lot of salt. So if you eat the one that doesn't have as much salt, you're not going to buy it again. So they're after your taste buds. And this is where the problem is, not just salt, but sugar too. And they're lacing all of our. So prepared foods have done this, and the American food industry, we're working against them. So that becomes a real issue. And I don't know how we're going to get out of this. We have the diabetes epidemic roaring, and modern medicine came along and said, hey, great, this is good for business. Let's just prescribe more drugs right away. We don't put you on diets. We don't change and look at what you're doing because we know you won't comply anyway. So we just give you a drug to try to override a bad diet. Is that kind of loony?
No, Bill. Listen, and this is the raison d'etre for this show because you know what? I don't know anytime soon. We're not going to, quote, take down this pharmaceutical behemoth. We're not going to take down the food behemoth. But one person at a time. Again, you said you're 69 and a half. You're on no prescription medication. Well, somebody might say, oh, well, that's just – he's just lucky. I'm 60 and a half, and I'm not on any medications. And, you know, it has a lot to do with how I eat, how I exercise, and my dietary supplements. And you know what? I'll take that. And I'm not worried about drugs destroying my brain, drugs slowing down my heart.
But here's a survey by USA Today, and they're reporting about a quarter of American people say they have more medical debt than emergency savings. So they've got these medical debts. I don't know whether they piled them on their credit card or whatever. They're paying them off, hospital bills, whatever it is. Health insurance, you know, they're paying at least for Part D, you're paying for, you know, the medicines extra so you don't have to, you've got some medicine plan. But they're worried about healthcare costs, and yet we don't connect what we're doing. We've got to get better diets, and we've got to get less medicine, less doctoring. We've got to do this. You know, I rarely see the doctor. In fact, the only things that have really gotten to me in the last 10 years, let me see, I had a bee sting. Two bees came inside the house, followed me in the house from the swimming pool, and stung me on the lower lip, and that all, poof, that was a great big inflammation. I got poison oak and was overwhelmed by that for 3.5 weeks or so. No real, you know, diseases, just those kind of things. And then I had a little head wound. I got a little scalped here. A little part of my scalp came off because I was in a little accident. Something rubbed over my head and pushed my scalp back. Had to be sewed. So those were things that I needed a little help with and saw a dermatologist and somebody to sew up my head a little bit. But no diseases. And, of course, what do I do every day? I'm not necessarily, as I say I have a little bit of exercise, I go swimming. I don't, you know, my joke is I run to the bathroom every morning. But the deal is that, you know, these dietary supplements seem to get me through, plus a pretty good diet. We had Kat James, a noted expert on low-carb diets, come to our home and teach us what a low-carb diet really is. If you want to find out what she's all about, Kat James, you can get her book, The Truth About Beauty, The Truth About Beauty, Kat James. But the deal is you've, you know, and if you see people, you're going to see couples, they're not genetically similar because we don't marry our cousins and things like this. So what happens is, why do the two body shapes between the male and the female that are married, why do they always look alike? Because the woman cooks for the man and they are on the same kind of foods. Ever notice how people look? And usually it's said for a man to get his waistline down, you got to get to the woman. And it's this American processed food diet. Women want it a little easier, a little more convenient, so we buy processed foods. And you can't blame them in that sense, but it's led to our demise because we can't understand that they've intentionally designed the foods for us to overeat. They put taste enhancers in. You know, the parts of the brain that we, well, that are stimulated by bedroom activity, pleasure, are the same. It's the same area the food producers are after in making foods that are, you know, we like and we enjoy. We call them, as I said, convenience foods. So you can see why it's hard to give them up. And so we're hooked. We're hooked on sugars, and the high fructose corn syrup is all over the place. And soda pop shouldn't be in your home at all. And every once in a while I see a soda pop can in our house and I try to, you know, get rid of it. So even guests, we had a good friend of ours, and he's since passed away early. And he was brought up by his grandmother in a high chair on Dr. Pepper. And and then every time we had him here for a meal, he would run out and get a six-pack of Dr. Pepper and bring it back in and down a couple of those with his meal. He just had to have a Dr. Pepper. So he ended up with ALS, the Lou Gehrig's disease, and passed away. And I think it was his immune system, as well as a vaccine. He got vaccinated, and we think really he got polio. You know, they got these you know, these 5-in-1 vaccine kind of things. You know, so they got the diphtheria, tetanus, you know, pertussis, which is whooping cough, and then they got polio in there, and I think that's how he got it. I think they misdiagnosed it and said he had Lou Gehrig's disease when he had polio, really. But you know, modern medicine, once you're on their conveyor belt, you just can't get off, and you start hearing, well, you need this test, oh, now you need a biopsy, and then you need, you know, and so on. And you know, we I just wrote, if you'd like to read some of the things I write about at knowledgeofhealth.com, we just wrote about, we just rebutted an article in the medical journals, is resveratrol a fiasco? Resveratrol, the red wine molecule, our sponsor, Longevinex, a product I formulated, and they're dismissing the red wine molecule resveratrol. It's the answer. It's the antidote to all these things, whether it's weight or infection or diabetes or whatever it is. Resveratrol is the molecule that will put 20 to 50 modern drugs out of business, and modern medicine obviously dismisses it. And the testing on these were cardiologists, and the studies in the animals show if you happen to be getting a little bit of this resveratrol stuff, you're going, and you had a heart attack or a stroke, hardly any damage would occur in your brain or your heart if you were taking it before the event. It's called cardioprotection. And so they're saying, gee, we don't see any human evidence, so there's not much evidence, and we might as well give it up. And what did they use? They used some terms about it, like, you know, it's just fiasco, hopeless illusion, I think. Yeah, that's what they said. So, you know, we pointed out that the science hasn't gone out of the animal lab to the human laboratory because modern medicine refuses to do the studies and then says there's no human evidence. So, I don't, you know, you beg for the answer to the problem, but you refuse to do it. And they just had a lot of unfair criticism. And so are you listening today when I tell you that a resveratrol pill, now the only brand of resveratrol pill that's been tested for the right dose, because dose makes it work, and in the animal lab was Longevinex, a red wine pill that I helped to formulate, and it was shown to do this cardioprotection and to help people in this manner. And by the way, it works better than aspirin in regard to blood thinning, because aspirin actually causes a little bit of bleeding, can cause a hemorrhagic stroke, and aspirins kill about 6,000 people a year from bleeding gastric ulcers. Resveratrol doesn't do that for you. And, you know, if they put you on a blood thinner, it takes a couple of months for that to kick in. And if you're on resveratrol, we did a study in a doctor's office. Within 30 minutes, the blood clotting normalized. Within 30 minutes on Longevinex, the red wine pill, the best tested one. You won't find it in stores. It's our sponsor. It's the way we're able to stay on the air. And, you know, it's just terrible that modern medicine's so afraid of resveratrol. They won't put it to the test. And we've talked about Dr. Nate Leibovitz in Fort Lee, New Jersey. He and his associate, Jacqueline Hollywood, how's that for a cardiologist name?
Wow.
The two of them have been prescribing our red wine pill, Longevinex, for about 8 years. Medicare came in, did an audit to see whether the patients are being discharged fast enough from hospitals and so on. Who's doing the best job? Because they're going to reward the good doctors for that. And they found in the Medicare audit that Dr. Leibovitz and Dr. Hollywood, in the last 8 years, none of their patients have had a heart attack. In the last 8 years, these are high-risk patients. They're there because they have heart problems. No heart attacks. And they're on the Longevinex capsule. Now, I it's not published. I can't tell you anything more than that. We've stepped and crow hopped over the line because the FDA says we can't say that a dietary supplement cures, prevents, or treats a disease unless we've undergone a study. But in under freedom of information, we feel our audience needs to know these things. Find a good resveratrol pill. There aren't very many that know the right dose. The companies don't know. Find one that's stabilized, because a lot of them, the dose on the label is not what's in the bottle. It's resveratrol decays. It has to be stabilized before you are the only company doing it. So the issue is you want to find out more about this wonderful red wine pill called Longevinex. You can call 866-405-4000 if you're listening today in Las Vegas, San Francisco area, Southern California, 866-405-4000. Leave your name and phone number. They'll call you back, send you free information. Nobody is going to hound you with sales calls. 866-405-4000. Get with it. Stop this gravy train for modern medicine and all of the over-medications. How about one medicine to cure all instead of 20 medicines to cure all of the aches and ailments that you have? You know, and that's what scares modern medicine. Resveratrol could put most of modern pharmacology out of business.
Well, you make a great point, Bill. I think that's why they continue to attack it. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go away. There's plenty more.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Now, I'm the health warrior, Dave Statter, and you just heard health journalist Bill Sardi talk about this red wine molecule, resveratrol, in particular, our sponsor, Longevinex, which is the, as a retailer, it's the one resveratrol product I know that has been shown to be active, to work with the genes. But Bill, for those people that heard the things you said and are kind of scratching their heads saying that just sounds unbelievable, I have one thing for the audience to consider. If that sounds miraculous to you, ask yourself this. Why is it that you think that Mother Nature can't be that miraculous, but you think that Big Pharma can? Who told you that one? So Bill, this idea, I mean, that's why I take Longevinex.
No heart attacks anymore.
In 8 years.
Imagine what kind of a threat that is to modern cardiology. Well, they don't want us to find it. And this is what's happened in the animal lab, by the way. So it's all been demonstrated there. And, we're trying to tell people, and I know, what would people do, the average person hearing this radio broadcast? First thing, who in the world are we? You're a fellow runs a health food store, and I'm just a self-proclaimed health journalist. So the issue is we don't have the medical degree. So all this is going to do is prompt people to run to the doctor. Why are you hearing it from us and not the doctor? That's the precise argument we have. You're not hearing about this? Every doctor should have people, lots of people, on these resveratrol pills. Same thing with vitamin D. We've talked about it before. So, there's revolutions going on, but they only get somewhere when you as listeners, take action on these things. And, what harm? Well, the real problem is for a lot of folks, they've got to rub nickels together, and the doctor's got them all tied up with their money, and they're putting about $45, $60, $80 a month in the copays on drugs, so they don't have any money for a couple of dietary supplements everybody ought to be on, an iron and copper-free multivitamin, fish oil, and maybe a specialized supplement like resveratrol. But resveratrol is not only takes the place of many prescription drugs, it takes the place of many dietary supplements. And by the way, they're just showing here today, it's really kind of interesting, that if you activated a certain gene pathway called AMPK, They did this in fruit flies, but it's interesting, called remote anti-aging. So what they did is they put an agent that activated this AMPK gene in the intestines, and then in the remote organs in the brain and liver and elsewhere of these little fruit flies, the same gene was turned on. So they're saying if you can get this to go, well, they keep arguing that resveratrol is what not biologically available. Well, it looks like you got it in the digestive tract, and if you turned it on there, according to this study, you're going to turn it on. It's called cell signaling throughout the whole body. So that's kind of interesting, an anti-aging effect. And I think for a lot of folks, we've talked about this on the air also, is just that, resveratrol is a so-called anti-aging pill. So what do you do with an anti-aging pill? A lot of folks just, they just do a double take over the whole idea of anti-aging pill. I don't want to live longer. I just want to live younger and and be healthier, but I don't want to live longer because I don't want to get old, and I don't blame them. It's kind of a crossed wire. But how about both? How about living youthfully till your last day of life? That's the promise of the resveratrol pill. It's got more research to do to prove that. And in fact, Longevinix, our sponsor, I was just involved in this yesterday. If you've heard about something called telomeres, they're the little end caps on our chromosomes. Now, bundles of our genes are bundled up into chromosomes. And there's a little end cap on the chromosomes. And if that end cap gets shorter, it says we're aging faster. And if it's repaired correctly, there's a little repair enzyme called telomerase. So there's fascination over telomere testing. And you can go down to go online and look for telomere testing, and there's a laboratory that'll do it for $290 to see what the length of your telomeres, and then test it again with whatever intervention you want to do and see if it got longer or shorter, and that'll tell you whether you're going to live longer or not. And so the story is that's a $290 test, so we found out that a red blood cell width test, it's part of a regular complete blood count, CBC they call it, a regular off-the-shelf blood test for about $20 equates with the telomere length test. So in other words, you can just get a $20 test. Go to knowledge. Go to resveratrolnews.com, resveratrolnews.com, where I write and we talk about you can just get the red cell width variation test. It's done with something called a Coulter counter, counts the number of red cells and the width of them and so on. And so what happens is then you can tell whether your telomeres are getting longer or shorter indirectly for a lot less money. And we're actually doing such a study since the modern medicine is dragging their feet and won't do this little $20 study. In humans, we actually got about 100 people taking the Longevinix capsule, and we're going to see here in a few months, we're going to have the data. We already did a preliminary test. 9 out of 10 people, their red blood cells, the variation shortened, meaning they are actually getting younger biologically. So based on that little preliminary little bit of data, we're doing an expanded study, and we may get it published and so on, and we'll see hopefully for a good result. But we're showing that modern medicine's dragging their feet. Anybody could do this. Individuals could do it. You want to learn how to do it, go to resveratrolnews.com, learn how. But the point is, it's inexpensive, and why aren't the researchers doing this? You want to find out about the world's best-tested red wine resveratrol pill not available in stores, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000, and they will even send you a report on why we get old and what you can do about it. It's called the Overmineralization Theory of Aging, 866-405-4000. My, what you are missing. And certainly, David, what would your store be like? David Stouter, the founder of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California, what would your store be like without Longevinix?
Just another store, Bill. One of the things at our store is that I pride myself on not following the trends, not following the fads, not following Dr. Oz. We look for products that we feel are legitimate and really help people. And that our store carries this is just amazing. It's the top selling product in our store, Bill, for 8 years. And let me point out one thing to people. I was listening to you talk, Bill, and I think what gets people in their brain is they'll take Longevinix, and when you say it's an anti-aging pill, you know, with quotes, somebody thinks like they're going to take it and each day get sort of younger and younger and regress, you know? And that happens with some people a little bit, but the point is that you go forward in a more youthful fashion. It's not that you're going to take it and wake up and be 40 years old instead of 60. That's
wait,
not the point.
Wait, time out, time out.
Yeah?
Whistle. You know, I haven't got a whistle here. The story is you'll even reverse biological aging. And we've shown it. We've shown it in the human eye. We've got pictures.
You're right.
We've shown a lot of this. So, I mean, you may not look like you're 20 years old again in the mirror, but we actually have a version of Longevinix. It costs a little more, granted, Longevinix Advantage, and it has something called hyaluronic acid in it. And you can see the wrinkles going away. It's a hyaluronic acid, you can stimulate, that's a natural molecule in your body. By getting a little bit orally, it stimulates your body to make youthful levels again. And it is a jello-like molecule that fills your skin, cushions your joints, takes the wrinkles away, thickens your hair, youthifies your voice box so you have a young-sounding voice like I do. So the point is, you know, you're missing a big thing. You know, I have people call me and say, gee, you know, people see me now and they think I got plastic surgery and stuff, you know, so they look younger. And by the way, when we're talking about resveratrol, they got a big push because, you know, it's the change of the seasons now. We're going to be facing fall and then winter and the cold season comes again and we've got an outbreak of respiratory infections in the Midwest now as the weather changes and so on. And so they're trying to tell everybody to take a super amped up flu shot. You know, it's a single dose but really high dose, you know, shot. Well, it's a what they call a neuraminidase inhibitor. Well, resveratrol, the red wine molecule, I told you it replaces all these drugs. And here's a report here, Chemistry, Biology, and Drug Design, September 2014, resveratrol and its derivatives are inhibitors of influenza H1N1 neuraminidase. So, you know, the point is it how if I told you, you know, and you could get 20 drugs in one, would you believe it? I wonder if the FDA can stop that, me saying from saying that, you know.
I don't know. Well, you know, Bill, you don't have to believe it. You just have to take it. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. And, you know, with all this nasty stuff going around, I have a question for you, Bill, so don't go anywhere.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. With me, health journalist Bill Sardi. We're here every week for you. And by the way, our toll-free number, 844-49-HEART, 844-49-4-3278.
We're not on live. Leave the questions for us, and we'll answer it in the next show. Is there an email address they can get you at that they can remember easily, David?
Yes, I think it's pretty easy. Have a heart at the bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, like the bright, you know, the bright anything. Have a heart at thebright.com.
And I like things that are bright. You've got questions from our listeners.
Okay, Oscar had called in, and he said he had a macular hemorrhage in his left eye. And the doctor started giving him injections of Avastin. And he said at first it seemed quite good. But at the third or fourth, it wasn't seen to be working as well. And his questions were, one, he wanted to know if we knew any good eye doctors. And I don't know of any to think he's down in the Southern California area. But he wanted to know maybe some suggestions and what might be the downsides of the Avastin.
The Avastin and Lucentis are miracle drugs. They cause new blood vessels that are coming out to deliver oxygen to an oxygen-starved retina. to recede because as they invade the visual center of the eye, the macula, we call it wet macular degeneration, wet because it's hemorrhaging and leaking and there's new blood vessels. So they have a drug, Avastin and Lucentis, two drugs, and they inject it with a needle right into the white of your eye, but they do it monthly and it causes these blood vessels to recede. And it works about 85% of the time. These people are helpless otherwise. But what about the 15% like Oscar where it doesn't work very well? And Dr. Stuart Richer of the Veterans Hospital, North Chicago, took on the challenge of finding something for that 15% and found out that you could take a red wine pill, not any red wine pill, because, folks, this is your vision. Use the ones that are tested. We had a lady here on the air who she got her vision back using Longevinex, our sponsor's product, and used 14 other different brands of resveratrol. None of them worked. And there's some reasons why. But we can't say that Longevinex cures, prevents, or treats any disease. But out of compassion, Dr. Richer used Longevinex, and 15 of the first 16 helpless patients experienced improved vision. Some of these people got all their vision back remarkably. But the ophthalmologists don't like Longevinex. You know, they're going to make less money. And they pretty well circled the wagons and talked the patients out of it. But I would say, you know, to try to do something like that, also think about vitamin C. You know, when the back of the eye is leaking blood and you've got hemorrhage, then, you know, there are capillaries. And you have the red hoses, the arteries, and the blue hoses, the veins. So the oxygenated blood is in the red hose. And then there's a connector between it and the veins, and that is a capillary. Now, when those capillaries are loose and not tight, then you can have leakage. You have swelling and inflammation, finally hemorrhage. If it's really leaky, then the red blood cells can get through. So you want to take vitamin C because that tightens the capillaries, preferably vitamin C with bioflavonoids. And we try to tell everybody this with this curse of macular degeneration. Fish oil is exceptionally good. A low-carb diet to get off the sugars, and especially melatonin at night, 1 milligram, preferably a time-release melatonin cap. These are the things we know that seem to help people a lot. So we try to get people into those things. And I hope that's a partial answer for Oscar.
I think Oscar will appreciate that. Now, Elvina said that she understands – that she really doesn't need extra calcium, as I tell people and you've been telling people. But she says that 2 days a week she only eats fruits and vegetables, so she doesn't feel that she gets really any calcium to speak of. So she was wondering if we thought she should take a calcium supplement on the 2 days that she only has fruits and vegetables, and if so, what form of calcium?
Okay, calcium is in fish and other foods as well, so...
Well, 2 days a week, she's not going to eat any of that.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I like figs because I don't really go for dairy product. So, you know, figs are loaded with calcium and helps me sleep better at nighttime. But, you know, calcium, the Japanese are only consuming about 400 to 600 milligrams of calcium a day. We're getting 800 to 1200 if they fall and... get, you know, they're a hip fracture, they're not dying of it, and Americans tend to die of it. Why? Well, calcium's not the answer for stronger bones as we get older. Your problem is, yes, you're losing calcium from your bone. It's being deposited in your arteries, so you have a double disease, arteriosclerosis, the stiffening of your arteries from the calcium that's coming from your bone, which is caused by the onset of menopause and the shortage of estrogen. I ask women, you have a deficiency of not of calcium, but of estrogen. You need to replace the estrogen to stop the whole problem. And you do that, go get bioidentical hormones, find a doctor in your area that'll prescribe them. If you don't like the idea of estrogen, you've been scared away from it unfairly, but it's the way it is. There are phyto or plant estrogens. The safest of them all is resveratrol in a low dose, 50 to 100 milligrams, and it works to block the effects of natural estrogen, which you're already making in your body. Even though women are in menopause, they still make estrogen out of their adrenal glands, and they make it out of their fatty tissue. So you want an anti-estrogen that's not too strong, and resveratrol is 1/7,000th the strength of estrogen, but it works to block the growth effects, meaning cancer, of estrogen, and you can do that with resveratrol. It's a good idea to do that. As far as calcium goes, get it out of your diet, and you don't need a supplement. And they've found that supplemental calcium just doesn't seem to work for your bones. So use your diet there as best as you can.
And Bill, I'll just throw in plenty of vitamin D, good magnesium, and vitamin K2 if you want to sort of back yourself up. But if you're eating a good diet, I personally don't think 2 days on just fruits and vegetables is going to be an issue if you've covered the things we just talked about.
And make your bones harder with a little boron. Take 3 to 6 milligrams of boron. That's
okay. I think we have time for Anthony's question. It's a little I wouldn't say complicated. Anthony has narcolepsy, the disease where you just instantly fall asleep. And they give him a medication which works for him, but it is a stimulant of some sort, which has then led him to high blood pressure. So he's been on a blood pressure medication, which now seems to be affecting his kidneys. Now, he listened with interest to our shows talking about IP6, benfotiamine, and things like that. He talked to me on the phone, talked about adrenal support, but I wonder what thoughts you have. Anthony, we got about 2 minutes.
I know a doctor. He was a runner and in his 40s, very healthy, had narcolepsy, had to take naps in his office, had no idea he was vitamin B12 deficient. And I would recommend that. First thing, go get 5,000 micrograms. It's just 5 milligrams. And start that right away, vitamin B12, when you have this kind of sleepy narcolepsy, they call it. So, and the medications are likely causing this, and so watch out for that. And, you know, maybe we can get him off the blood pressure drugs that are probably inducing a lot of this kind of a problem. And he may be on a beta blocker, and beta blockers make you sleepy and tired. And at least take coenzyme Q10 and magnesium if you're on that beta blocker for your blood pressure. So those are some of my answers there.
We didn't get
to talk about our other product for our sponsor, Garlazyme. That's our wonderful Allicin. Assuredly produces Allicin, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill. If you want to find out about it, 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955, Garlazyme. We have a lot of a library of good shows talking about Garlazyme, and you want to learn more about it, go to garlazyme.com. And we're going to rebrand that product because there's a lot of copycat products, but we'll tell you about that on the next show.
That's exciting.
And I think we've used up our time.
We just about have. I just want to point out that from what I've learned from you about Allicin, which is the ingredient you can only get from either fresh macerated garlic, which most people won't eat, or the Garlazyme pill. It's the only garlic supplement that is proven to give humans Allicin in the digestive tract. But with all this stuff running around, Bill, all these strange new diseases, all these viruses, bacteria, I know that Allicin is one of nature's most powerful fighters of all these things that you don't want floating around in your system. So let me just give that toll-free number again because it's a great product, 866-674-3955. Hey, we appreciate you all communicating with us. People are calling me saying they like the show. Again, our new email, haveaheart@thebright.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'll see you next week.